It's 9 trivia questions from Disney Scene It. I'll read you some tough ones and you can try and figure them out. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out the show. You can find out more about me if you go to my website, triviawithbuds.com. It's linked in all the show notes and full episode descriptions. And there's some other fun stuff in there as well. We do a trivia team name of the day you could find in there. We have a question of the day. We have yesterday's answer to the question of the day. We have links to different sponsors and things like Funky Monkey Designs and SkillyWorld.com. And then we have all the places to find me on social media like TriviaWithBuds.com and Facebook.com/TriviaWithBuds, Twitter.com/RyanBuds, and Instagram.com/RyanBuds. You can book me for a corporate event fundraiser anytime. You can just email RyanBuds@gmail.com. And the calendar is filling up for the fall here. Oh man, so many cool things coming up. I can't even list them all. And I'd love to host your holiday party for your friends, your family, your coworkers, whatever you got going on. So whether you're near or far, just reach out and I'll see how I can help you out. Today's episode is all about Disney, Disney, Disney. It's 9 random questions from 3 cards in a game of Disney Scene It. My wife bought me some really cool pieces of board games from a Goodwill near our house. And she said, hey, I thought you could use these for mailing things. You know, like if I mail somebody a Sharknado picture, I might throw a couple of these cards in there. Or if I mail somebody something cool for the reward section of our Patreon page, I might throw some of these cards in there. So I just have like a wrestling game. I have a Disney game and some random TV guide game. And they're all just kind of like half thrown together stacks of trivia cards from these games that were just like laying loose on the shelf at this store. So that's one of my new favorite things to do. See if I can go find a deal on some old trivia questions. I'm going to read you some of those today, and you'll try and figure them out. It'll be a really quick episode, and I am one behind, so I'm going to be putting out 2 episodes today, and then hopefully I'll be back on track for tomorrow. Lots of fun stuff going on in the world of trivia, and one of the things that you can do, if you like HQ, if you used to play that all the time, you can go to this new app called Skilly World. Download it for free and play your first game for free. All the details are at skillyworld.com. They do a different cash game every night around 6:30 p.m. Eastern, and you can win real money for answering true false questions. So go check that out. If you like trivia, if you like my show, you'll probably like Skilly World, S-K-I-L-L-I world.com. And again, linked in the show notes. Okay, guys, we're going to jump into this episode right now. It's all about Disney Scene It trivia. Let's see if you can get all 9 questions. Here we go. All right, guys, some Disney trivia coming your way. In the background, I hear different utterings from season 2 of Mindhunter, which my mother-in-law is watching. So it's like real dark stuff, like in one ear that I can hear, and then it's like real lighthearted stuff I'm about to read from Disney. So we'll see if I can balance those out and if you can get all these questions correct. If you've never listened to the show before, you can just yell out the answers. You can pause it. You can write them down. You can battle a friend. There's tons of varieties and ways to play this podcast or just listen to it. Maybe you just like learning things. It's up to you. Here we go. Question number 1. Marie Berlioz and Toolhouse are kittens from what Disney animated feature? Question number 1. Marie Berlioz and Toolhouse or Toulouse? T-O-U-L-O-U-S-E, Toulouse, are kittens from what Disney animated feature? Question number 1. Question number 2. What kind of animals join Scar in singing Be Prepared in Disney's The Lion King? What kind of animals join Scar in singing Be Prepared in Disney's The Lion King? Question number 3, what sport does King Leonidas play in Disney's Bedknobs and Broomsticks? That's a tough question. I do remember, though. Number 3, what sport does King Leonidas play in Disney's Bedknobs and Broomsticks? Question number 4. Yzma, Kronk, and Kuzco are characters in what Disney film? Yzma, Kronk, and Kuzco are characters in what Disney film? Question number 5. What song does Jeremy Irons sing in Disney's The Lion King? Question number 5. What song does Jeremy Irons sing in Disney's The Lion King? Question number 6. Who is Nemo's teacher in Disney Pixar's Finding Nemo? Who is Nemo's teacher in Finding Nemo? Question number 7. Which character from Disney Pixar's A Bug's Life is an inventor, is mistaken for a talent scout, and builds a bird? Which character does those three things in A Bug's Life? Question number 8. In Walt Disney's Sleeping Beauty, who interrupts Briar Rose as she sings Once Upon a Dream? Number 8 in Walt Disney's Sleeping Beauty, who interrupts Briar Rose as she sings Once Upon a Dream? And question number 9, last one of this quiz. What is the only thing that can awaken Snow White from the witch's death-like spell? What's the only thing that can awaken Snow White from the witch's death-like spell? Those are your questions for the random 3 cards I pulled from Disney Scene It. We'll be back with the answers to those 9 questions in just a second. Here we go, everybody. I hope I tickled your Disney palate today. Here are the answers to those 9 questions. Number 1, Marie Berlioz, and Toolhouse, Toulouse, the worst names I've ever had to read, are kittens from what Disney animated feature? Disney's The Aristocats. Kittens, Aristocats, that kind of makes sense. Number 1. Number 2, what kind of animals join Scar in singing Be Prepared in Disney's The Lion King? That would be hyenas. Hyenas. They are always up to no good. Number 3, what sport does King Leonidas play in Disney's Bedknobs and Broomsticks? He plays soccer. Soccer. Number 4, Yzma, Kronk, and Kuzco are characters in what Disney film? That's, of course, The Emperor's New Groove. Number 5, what song does Jeremy Irons sing in Disney's The Lion King? This one's interesting because it's also, it has to do with the second question. The song is Be Prepared. Jeremy Irons is the voice of Scar. So if you didn't know that, or you did, maybe you were able to figure that one out. Number 6, who is Nemo's teacher in Disney Pixar's Finding Nemo? His name is Mr. Ray, the stingray, Mr. Ray. Number 7, which character from A Bug's Life is an inventor, is mistaken for a talent scout, and builds a bird? That's the main character, Flick. Flick. Number 8, in Walt Disney's Sleeping Beauty, who interrupts Briar Rose as she sings Once Upon a Dream? Prince Philip. Prince Philip. And number 9, what's the only thing that can awaken Snow White from the witch's death-like spell? That would be Love's First Kiss. Love's First Kiss. Those are your questions for today's episode, guys. Nice quick episode for you. Hope you had fun playing along with those Disney cues. Speaking of cues, it's time for the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Check out all their great design work at fmdesignsinc.com. What actor played the coach in the Mighty Ducks films? That's your question for today, and you can tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Arby's for the question, who has the slogan, "We've got the meats." The answer was Arby's. Trivia team name of the day is Not So Sharpie, like a Sharpie marker, Not So Sharpie. And if you like the theme song to this show, check out my friend Frosty, Brian Foster. You can find all his music at soundcloud.com/Frosty, FRAWSTY. Guys, thanks so much for listening to the show. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.